Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of February 2019. Supreme Court has observed that there are similarities between murders of Kannada scholar M.M. Kalburgi and journalist Gauri Lankesh and ordered that special investigation team already constituted by Karnataka government to probe Lankesh murder should investigate Kalburgi case as well. Supreme Court has dismissed appeal filed by a man against order of National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission which dismissed his complaint alleging medical negligence on part of a hospital in the death of his wife and observed that wrong diagnosis will not amount to medical negligence. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking to bar those with more than two children from government jobs and disqualifying them from contesting elections. Supreme Court has held that a sale of minor's property by guardian can be avoided only by filing a suit to set aside the deed within the period of limitation prescribed under Article 60 of the Limitation Act, which is 3 years from the date of attaining majority by the minor. Supreme Court has observed that even if the common seniority list has to be utilized for the purpose of in-country adoption and inter-country adoption, the difference between in-country adoption and inter-country adoption cannot be lost sight of or given a go-by. Supreme Court has exempted popular drug for headache Xeridin from list of banned fixed-dose combination, FDC, drugs. Supreme Court has expressed concern over people being bitten by stray dogs and asked authorities as to what was being done to check the menace. Supreme Court has refused to hear any party pertaining to the long-pending cryptocurrency cases in the country and directed Union of India to come up with a cryptocurrency regulatory policy in next 4 weeks. Supreme Court has dismissed a petition seeking probe by retired top court judge into Pulwama terror attack that left 40 Jawan dead following a suicide attack on their convoy at Lithpora on Jammu-Srinagar Highway on the 14th of February. Supreme Court has issued notice to Registrar of Meghala High Court in a petition seeking to expunge comments made in a judgment that India should have been declared a Hindu Rashtra. Delhi High Court has pulled up Delhi government for delaying appointment of notaries, saying people were suffering as they were not able to avail of facilities for which notarized affidavits were required. Delhi High Court has asked the six district courts that come under it to allow maximum of 3 adjournments in civil cases that are 10 years old or older, and to proactively target these cases in a bid to clear them. Bombay High Court has approved Maharashtra Maritime Board's MMB request to construct 3 ferry jetties in the western suburbs of Mumbai and in the neighbouring Thane district. Bombay High Court has slammed BJP corporator over violations of its previous orders prohibiting political parties and their members from putting up illegal hoardings and directed corporator Murji Patel to file a reply by the 12th of March as to why contempt proceedings must not be initiated against him. Madras High Court has directed Chief Secretary and IG of Prisons, Puducherry, to submit the files related to withholding of transfer orders of prison officials in the Union Territory. Madras High Court has observed that an illegal arrest is the worst form of violation of the liberty of a person and that is why courts are repeatedly striving to sensitize police to be doubly careful whenever they resort to an arrest. A Delhi court has granted bail to Rajiv Saxena, who was arrested in the 3,600 crore rupee Augustos land money laundering case. A Delhi court has released Priya Ramani on bail in criminal defamation case filed by MJ Ack before an article published by Priya Ramani during Me Too campaign, accusing Akbar of sexual harassment. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has ruled that accounts of Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services, IL&FS, and its subsidiaries could not be classified as non-performing assets. NPS, without approval from tribunal.